34 young entrepreneurs came together at the Johnson Run Pavilion on Saturday, July 22, to host the first Kids 4 Kids Farmers Market in Statesboro. These small business owners hosted 18 booths with products ranging from slime to jewelry to baked goods to golf cart washing services. The market efforts were philanthropic, too, as the proceeds from sales were donated to Fostering Bullock. In just 2 short hours, the young sellers raised an impressive $1,445 for the organization. Moms Karen Brazell and Sonia Dismukes were instrumental in the planning and hosting of the event. "Earlier this summer, we had a fundraiser at our sunflower field benefiting Sailor's Light," Brazell said. "People were invited to take photos in our field for a donation. During that time, my kids had a lemonade stand that sold strawberry lemonade, chocolate chip cookies, sunflower bouquets, and Boro snow popsicles. They raised $260 at the lemonade stand alone. The kids did so well and enjoyed it so much," she continued. "Sonia Dismukes and I thought it would be fun to have a farmer's market just for kids. It would give children an opportunity to become entrepreneurs for a day and have the experience to give to a good cause. We chose Fostering Bullock as our charity so that it was kids helping kids. It was a beautiful summer Saturday for an outdoor market, and creativity was on full display at the tents and tables of the businesses in attendance. Shoppers could choose from Chandler's Slime Shop, Back to School, The Cookie Jar, Addison's Bracelet Company, Statesboro Storm Golf Cart Wash, Grayson's Bracelets, Cannon's Cards and Cokes, Bee's Jewelry and more, Blue Sky Jewelry, Ellie Kate's Blind Bags, Tin Plus T's Lemonade Stand, Paint a Pot, Weed Pops, Easy E. Kane Venience Store, Tessa Press, Avery's Shirley's and more, The Cook Girls, and Glitter and Glue. Awards were given out to the following booths: Most Creative, Ellie Kate's Blind Bags, Ellie Kate Stackpole; Most Charitable, Avery's Shirley's and more, Avery Brown; Most Money Raised with her 50-50 Raffle, Highest Business Potential, Chandler Slime Shop, Chandler Dismukes, Avery Brown, Chandler Dismukes, and Ellie Kate Stackpole. Avery Brown, daughter of Brooks and Rachel Brown, got her idea for Shirley Temple drinks and kits from happy memories of enjoying the sweet beverage on a vacation to North Captiva Island with her family. "They were so good that it gave me the idea," Avery said. "I wanted to make kits because some people would want to bring it home instead of drinking it right then. I may do piña coladas or strawberry daiquiris next year." Avery said the market was not only fun but also a great chance to help other kids. "It felt really, really good," she said of raising money for foster kids. "I just felt awesome. I hope it helps kids to buy new clothes, shoes, and food. I really loved it and would love to come back to do it again." Avery's mom Rachel said she has the kindest heart and enjoyed being able to help other local children who are in the foster care system. In addition to the funds raised, the market was great fun for all the sellers and shoppers. Brazell says they hope to hold the market again next year. To learn more about Fostering Bullock and how you can help with their current fundraising efforts, click here.